One-stop streaming shop. Reliable and affordable. Fast audio streaming on dedicated Unix servers for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's. Simplecast.co.uk.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777. Or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 26th of November. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Jules. How are you, sweetie?
I'm very well, thank you. And a little bit of a sugar rush.
Really?
Well,
I saw you on that rubbishy show you do earlier, Scoff and whatever it's called.
You mean the Superior Show?
That's the one.
11 to 12,
seven,
live.
Seven slices of cake I got you eating.
It was Chives.
Chives. I know who, but it was Graham Greene, the chef at Chives.
You've got to go.
He wandered in here with seven slices of gluten-free cake. Mm. And Jules went, oh, whoopee, it's gluten-free. I can eat as much of that as I want. And I gave her a look, and then she went, why are you looking at me like that? And I went, because it doesn't matter that it's gluten-free. It's not calorie-free, is it?
The trouble with you.
Yeah. The trouble with me is.
Since you lost your 3.5 stone.
3 stone.
On your little diet thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You've become curmudgeonly.
Have I?
That's what I think. You look fab.
Smug. Smug and curmudgeonly.
Little bit. You look fab and snake hips and all that, and your new image. I like your new image and all your little waistcoats and things.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like going out with Toad of Toad Hall, listener.
Somebody did say that the other night, actually.
Or Rupert Bear, you know, in that scarf you had.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, well done you for losing the weight, and cool. I will follow on no doubt one day. When the time is right.
You don't need to.
When the time is right.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure for you to join us, and we're happy to have you. If you want to interact with the show, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us on 01303 874 998. But probably the better way is to email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or to be absolutely sure, you could tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had quite a few tweets in and some emails. So I think, more than anything, Jules, we'll kick off with an email. What do you reckon?
Yes, I'm going to read out a tweet just to annoy you.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
And I bet you're going to do it from the top of the list.
Well, it's from one of my fancy
men. I knew it.
As you would call them, one of my
fancy
men.
One of your fancy men, yes. Yeah.
It's from the lovely Ecomedia.
Brent.
Who says, g'day.
He's not Australian. No. He's New Zealander.
Yes.
He does not say, g'day.
But I can only say fish and chips and pin and pin.
Right.
So in New Zealand.
And he didn't say that to you?
No, he says.
Did he not?
Do you know, he's still shaving. Movember. He's still, well, growing, ready to shave. He's still doing Movember.
You've lost me completely.
He's doing Movember. He's raising money.
He's Tash.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, but he's bald anyway.
He's gorgeous, though, isn't he?
Yeah, whatever.
You know, a little polished head. Quite like that. Look down, you think you've laid an egg. Anyway, so, Ecomedia, good afternoon, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. We are still raising money for Movember. Please visit our site for photos. Now, Paul Andrews, you're the clever one.
Mm-hmm.
Find their website and read it out for me.
Oh, well, you've gone to the top of the list.
Ecomedia.com. ECCEMEDIA.com. Go and support them raising their little money for Movember. Great, great cause there. Well, and hello, Brent.
What we'll do is we will find that website that Brent has sent us a link
to. I've just read it out now.
Yeah, no, but I'll put it on the Business Bunker as well so that people can follow up with it so they don't have to quickly nip out and write it down.
You know, listener, everything that we mentioned today will be on the Business Bunker website as soon as Vanilla Webb leaves his little seat.
It will.
He's
indeed.
Very diligent.
Mm-hmm.
So well done. Thank you for that.
Cool.
And also Janice Watton, the old alarm's gone off, she says, on the calendar. It must mean it's time for the Business Bunker with Jules Serkin.
That's it. No, it says mention, that, does it?
No mention of you.
Janice, I don't believe her. She's not going to get me wound up with that.
Christmas with Sally for cakes. This should really be on Scoff and Quaff, but of course business people do eat cake. So she's giving you novelty and traditional cakes and cake classes at Quite Contrary, which is a shop in Tankerton. If you'd like to learn how to make these novelty cakes, it's £45 a person. You're going to come away with fabulous moist fruit cakes. Are we allowed to say moist on air?
I don't think so. I think it's a banned word.
Theme will be Muppets, Minions, Princesses or Pirates. But knowing Sally, you could go in and say anything, couldn't you, Paul Andrews?
It never ceases to amaze me. I see the cake design she does, which she posts photos of on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it never ceases to amaze me what that woman can design in a cake.
They are
it's
works
unbelievable.
Of art.
Yeah.
They're architecture,
yeah.
aren't
they? Yeah. It makes Michelangelo look like an amateur.
It does.
It really does. Yeah.
Her website, guys, is www.sally4cakes.co.uk. So get down to Quite Contrary in a Tankerton.
Mm.
Paul Andrews, do you want to read something out? Or
well, I'm going to read a tweet. Going to read a tweet from a new listener, Growing Kent Business. And they say they are looking forward to hearing from Daniel Switness on the show today, which is very nice of them.
We're all jogging on the spot, aren't we?
So, yeah, absolutely. So welcome, Growing Kent Business, and thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you. And another new listener, Dartford IT. So welcome to Dartford IT. And Lisa Jane Davis has tweeted, "Hey there, Vanilla Web." And not that Jules woman. She says that specifically.
She doesn't.
Yeah, she does. "Hey there, the London Road Boot, B-O-U-T, I assume that's a Twitter shortening for boutique. That's London Road Boot on the Twitter, or the London Road Boutique, Sevenoaks. I have a launch night on the 27th of November. That'll be manana, won't it? That'll
manana
be Wednesday.
Yeah.
And charity day is for cancer research on the 28th. And everything is under £20. So that's the London Road Boutique, Sevenoaks. And that's their launch night tomorrow night, 27th of November. And then there's a charity day in aid of cancer research on Thursday the 28th. And everything will be priced at under £20. You can't say fairer than that, can you?
You can't. You can't. But what Maidstone Kent is saying, that's Breakfast Friends.
All right.
So that's at Maidstone BF on the Twitter. They're hashtagging now Little Polished Head.
Oh, hey, it's gone viral already. Laid an egg.
Yes. I'm not sure.
It doesn't take long, does it, before they latch onto one of your sayings.
They do.
I know.
You go on.
I've had a follow-up tweet from the London Road Boutique with somebody called Shoes With A View. Shoes With A View. "Hi, Vanilla Web. I have my Shoe With A View bag launch tomorrow evening at the London Road Boutique in Sevenoaks. Bubbles from 5 to 9.
Bubbles?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, bubble bath?
I'm assuming she means champagne, but I mean, I'm up for anything.
I know you
bubble
are.
Bath, champagne, I don't care.
I know. As long as you don't take it by mouth. You're nil by mouth, really, aren't you?
That is true.
Because of your diet.
Yeah, true.
Very cheap to go out with, though. Kent Venues, hi
it
to you
It has been
guys.
Said.
Or very cheap, one of the two.
Yeah.
Kent Venues, hi to you guys. They're listening in. And I've said Janice Watton. New Potatoes, who are on this evening at 9
p.m. 9 o'clock, yeah.
The fabulous Jamie Leftarm.
Yep.
If you haven't listened to that, I tuned in the other day. I was lolling on my sofa with a glass of something nice. And new and unsigned bands, really cracking music. And also you do those little factoids.
Yeah. Now, the music that Jamie picks is absolutely unbelievable, considering that everybody that's on the show has not been heard of and aren't signed to any music label. And really, most of them don't have any budget. The production quality of the stuff he plays is unbelievable. And the type of music is just blown away.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of features on that show as well, which are quite good. We have a Pigs Can't Look Up track.
Oh, yeah.
Which is named after one of the early factoids. Apparently, pigs are unable to look upwards. I do not know why, but that kind of struck us as comical. So we now have a Pigs Can't Look Up track, which is a quirky or funny track. And last week we had the Badger Biscuits with a track called Beige, and it was a celebration of Terry Wogan and everything beige, and it was one of the funniest things we've ever heard. But the quality of the record was absolutely brilliant as well, and it took you a while to realise it was a comedy record. And he also does a thing called Letter from Japan, Jamie has a mate that listens in Japan.
Kanpai.
Yeah, well, he's Japanese. His name's Nori, and he lives in Tokyo. And he always sends us a tweet or a Facebook message, but he sends it in katakana. So we put it through Google Translate.
Oh, no.
And then read it. And it is the most hilariously profound stuff. We've started a whole new religion based on it, basically. Yeah. Your golden carp shines in the daily sunshine.
I love that.
That kind of thing. It's really, it's bizarre. Good
what's
stuff.
His name? Nori?
Nori, yeah.
Nori.
Yeah, Nori.
I say to you, Nori, yeah. Kanpai.
Ah, Kanpai. Oh, blimey, we're on a roll with the London Road Boutique. We've had them tweeting in as well. Vanilla Web, I forgot to say that I'm raffling a lovely little Gucci bag on Thursday. Oh, I've been looking for a Gucci bag for ages.
I do love a Gucci bag.
I'll be there.
Oh, that's caused consternation in the studio, listeners.
Nick wants one.
Yeah. Christmas present.
Please. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a bit cheapskate, isn't it? Really? Does your wife know?
She's not listening.
And who can blame her?
So London Road Boutique are raffling a lovely little Gucci bag on Thursday the 28th in aid of cancer charities, and they are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for that day. So if you want to get into the raffle for the Gucci bag, get along to the London Road Boutique in Sevenoaks.
Yes.
I've got an email here that I want to read as well. There's a Christmas craft fair. This Saturday, the 30th of November, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hythe Cricket and Squash Club, just round the corner here, Hythe down by the seaside. There will be lots of stalls, cakes, fresh produce. Now, Jules, come back. fabric, sewing crafts, bears, jewellery, handmade chocolates, and free parking. And if you want to find out more about it, you can email Toby Spatch, I'll spell you his name in a moment, at tisali.co.uk. It's Toby, T-O-B-I-E-S-P-A-T-C-H. That would be Toby Spatch, Toby's Patch, at tisali.co.uk.
Sorry, I've just got, I'm absolutely high with all that sugar I've
had. I know you are.
Everything you say today has just amused me. It's most unusual.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't normally laugh.
I know, it's most unusual.
You laugh
unusual.
At me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there you go. So that's the Christmas Craft Fair at Hythe Cricket and Squash Club this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you want to find out more, email tobyspatch at tiscali.co.uk.
Do like a spatchcock, actually.
Yeah, I bet.
34 people attended the 50th breakfast in November, and it was very well attended, and they were entertained by the famous Paul Andrews. Never heard of him.
Was on air.
Yeah, can you remember?
No.
Who not only spoke about the changing face of customer service, but also conducted interviews with attendees for the Bunker Radio, a business Bunker Radio, which was broadcast last Tuesday. And the December meeting was held, will be held on the 12th of December, and various members will be talking about BCB and what it's meant to them over the years. Now, the meetings are held on the second Tuesday of every month at Gillingham Golf Club, and the cost is £12.50. That's if you pay in advance. If not, it's £15 on the day. 7:30 a.m, and it's finished by 9, so you can nip off after that.
Mm.
Go on to a coffee morning or a lunch. Now, it's the famous Ken Wheeler. I have to meet this Ken Wheeler.
Okay, it's lovely. Yeah.
3ws.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk to find out more about that. Thank
cool.
you, Ken.
Yeah, I had an interesting week last week because I did that on Wednesday, and then on a Thursday I had a one-to-one session with Alex Waterton of F-Keys. I did indeed.
What did you learn?
I learned lots. It staggered me, this. He did a one-to-one two-hour session with me on Microsoft Outlook, and he was just telling me through tips and tricks about how to manage my email box. And I'm not lying about this. After 2 hours, the amount of time he saved me by just showing me a few things I could do with it was unbelievable. I actually even replied to some emails I got 3 years ago.
Ah, because you don't normally read mine.
I don't read anyone's.
No, because we've got
I never reply to them.
Well, strangely enough, my business column this week, next Thursday, is about being inundated by emails. But so perhaps Alex would like to chirp in and do a follow-up.
Absolutely. I mean, Alex is a specialist in all Microsoft products. So Word
and a darling.
And, yeah. And he's a fabulous teacher.
Mm.
But he just went through how to organise my mailbox and some really simple shortcut tricks, which had literally, it revolutionised what I was doing and how I was spending my time. You know, I think like a lot of people, I arrive at work, you switch on your email and you think, oh, God.
I know.
You know, there's hundreds of things in there. Most things you weren't expecting, and you try and organise it, and it all gets lost and missing. Well, he just showed me how to organise it, how to automate a few things, and all of a sudden, there's nothing in my inbox. I felt really lonely for a little while.
I love that. Would he do that for me on a Mac?
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you've got Outlook, yeah, because that's an Outlook product.
Okay.
You probably haven't got Outlook on your Mac. But
I mean, you've got Outlook on your Mac?
Yeah, but it wasn't on my Mac. It was on a PC at work.
Okay.
No, I don't have Outlook on my Mac. I don't use Mail on my Mac because Macs are useless at Mail.
No, they're not. Macs are fab.
Yes, they are. So I highly recommend F-Keys. Fkeys.co.uk over there on the Medway City Estate. Do get yourself on a one-to-one with Alex because they're really worthwhile.
There's a lot to be said for just having a few systems in place, isn't there?
Absolutely. And just knowing some basic things, it just transforms what you do. I mean, it's all colourful and all kinds. Wonderful.
Well done, Alex.
Yeah, fabulous. Thank you for that, Alex. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to our first guest.
Who are you playing?
A bit of Monkeys.
Oh, lovely.
Bunker. Oh, a bit of Monkeys there, a little bit me, a little bit you. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly lovely Jules Serkin. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker for the first time, Mr. Nick Dufton. Nick is the Chief Executive of Red Spot HR and also the man behind Career Route Plan. Nick, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Absolute pleasure to have you on the programme.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about Nick and what you do, and then we'll kind of explore everything from there.
Okay. Well, Nick started at school in Durham.
Right.
And at school...
Way, hey, lad.
Well, Don't start me. And at school,
that's Yorkshire. Go away, silly woman.
I know.
The only thing I was really good at school was music, and so I followed the music line. Wanted to be a trumpet teacher.
Don't play
teacher.
Your own trumpet.
Oh ho ho ho! trumpet teacher, and but then I got into classroom teaching, and I've ended up in Kent as a teacher in Cranbrook. I did that for 10 years. Did I got out of teaching in the end because of various reasons. And went to run a harvester. In Maidstone. For my sins, someone has to do it.
Right.
No, it was great fun. It was like an opera, I thought. It was my musical links there, on stage and off stage, and I won't tell you about
I've
the off stage.
I've always liked her television programme.
Who, opera?
Opera.
Yeah.
Or is it a vegetable? Greek vegetable, okra.
And it was in harvester.
You do get a word in occasionally, Nick. Don't worry. Just keep going, mate. Just ignore her. We all do.
And at the harvester, I got into training. And that's when I got my link to personnel. And,
right. Okay.
And I went into the... found job, looked for a job in personnel. And all of them had to have a CIPD qualification to get them.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I didn't have that. But luckily, I got into Leeds Castle as my first HR job.
Oh, right.
They wanted someone with experience of people, but without... having necessarily earned the qualification. And at Leeds Castle, I got my qualification, and from there, I've done HR in all sorts of organisations. Even spent a time at Buckingham Palace. Right. That's another story. Esure, I was the first HR person for Esure. I've worked in the Home Office. I've worked at Bank of New York when they merged with Bank of Mellon to become a 41,000 organisation. So I've done HR all over the place. My last full-time HR job up in London was at ACCA. I was the head of HR for ACCA. But I was travelling up and down to London, 4 hours a day travelling, and that after a number of years, I thought, there's something else. I need to move. So I started my own consultancy, and that's where Red Spot HR came in.
Right.
Red Spot, people ask me why Red Spot, and it's sort of the panic button. People often come to an HR consultant when they need to hit the panic button.
So as long as you have the measles or anything.
Not yet. And the panic button press came into Red Spot as a concept, and they said, and it's grown from there, that I help small organisations mainly to give them the HR support and advice that they haven't got as a full-time employee with them. And I was forever going into small organisations and finding them completely disorganised. They had policies here, they had contracts there, and paperwork all over the place.
Yep.
And in large organisations, you have an HR database. So Red Spot HR has grown its own database, an online facility, an online filing system, if you like, for small organizations to be able to put their data all together and have access to it when they need it. And that is working really, really well.
Shall I make you laugh?
You can.
Or punch me? One of the two. Recently, I hired a couple of new guys to work for me, and I sent them their contracts of employment to sign. And one of them came back to me and said, I noticed in the contract that you have a company policy on internet use. And I went, yeah. He said, can I have a look at it? No. Nope.
So you hit the red spot button.
Exactly. It's metaphorical. I haven't actually got one. No, but I've been sending that out. And over the years, all my staff had signed it. And nobody had ever said, what is it? And I think I had one sometime, at some point, but I didn't have it. So you're absolutely right. I'm a mess too.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things that I was always noticing, people coming to me and saying, can you look at my CV? Can you help me look for a job? Yeah. And I really wanted to help them. Mm. And throughout my career, I've managed to become trained as a psychometric tester. Now, psychometrics, it's like a Marmite subject to some. Yeah. Some people say, I didn't get a job because I did a psychometric test. Mm. That's not true. Your psychometric test is you providing information about you to help the interviewer or whoever to make a decision and a choice. And usually it's a very revealing process. If you haven't done it, do a psychometric test. But the psychometric test I've now got and developed and working with... not only does the test that the individual gives the information, but also gives a profile about their thinking style, coping style, and interpersonal style. Mm. And then beyond that, suggests the type of career those people should be doing. That profile is linked more closely to these types of careers. Yeah. And then I take them through a process of helping them to find that that career, go into that career. And the process I've called is I've named it Career Route Plan.
Fabulous.
Jules went through it, and it turned out that she should be a lion tamer, but we couldn't find a lion that was prepared to put up with it.
Well, I've managed to tame you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I'm a lion.
Kind of. Mm. Yeah, you are a Leo.
I am.
I was just going to ask Nick something intelligent.
Yeah, go on.
I've been racking my brains.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody written it down for you, haven't they?
No. Do you specialise in any form of career? You know, are you working in a certain field, Nick?
No. The career route plan comes up with all sorts of things. It comes up with about 7 or 8 suggestions that that profile would probably best suit. And not all of them would necessarily suit that individual. Mm. Because if they've got an interest in the one or two of them, then it's better that they go down those lines and do some research to see which ones suit them.
Now, I want to explore this a little bit, because this fascinates me. I do a lot, as you know, I'm involved as well in the employment marketplace. And I do a lot of talks in schools, colleges, universities and what have you, about careers and about jobs and about employment and all the rest of it. And one of the interesting things that I come across quite a lot is that both youngsters and their parents, and sometimes their teachers, have this thing about what I would call vocations. So they seem to think that the only way you can get a job is to know exactly what job you want before you start. And I think that's, one, ridiculous, because how would you know? Because the world of work is humongously huge and ever-changing. And two, the vast majority of people I know, and you're a classic example of this, Nick, and so am I, have done all kinds of things before we settled on the thing that we were even half good at, in my case. Yeah.
If I'd known about HR when I was at school, I would hopefully have found the route for me way back when.
Yeah.
But I went through a great time as a teacher, great time as a musician, and really had great fun in the restaurant business. Mm. Long hours, but boy, do you have great fun with a bunch of people really pulling together to put on a show, basically, every day. But, you know, HR for me has been the avenue which I suddenly thought, oh, crikey, I'm dealing with big kids, really. My teaching career is coming useful.
Well, but that was the thing that fascinated me, because you've obviously found a vocational calling at a point in your life where HR is the thing that's really getting you going.
Ticks my boxes.
Yeah, exactly. But I would suggest that a lot of the background in music, teaching, running a front-of-house restaurant has actually added a lot of value to what you do, because you've dealt with people in vastly different settings. And as an HR specialist, that's given you a lot more tools to deploy.
Well, exactly. And I often think about when I went into teaching, I came from a school, went to college, went straight into teaching, and then I could have been the careers teacher advising somebody to do such and such a career. I'd have no idea about that career.
Yeah.
Whereas now I've got all this background stuff which is helping me. Mm. And in all the places I've worked, there's so many different facets and different. You know, Leeds Castle is a classic example. 300 or 400 staff working. The diversity of the job titles was. And where do you find a butler?
You know, we've been looking, haven't we?
But that's the sort of job I had, and it was fantastic to then delve down those careers and find the people for the right jobs. Mm. And
I want, Buckingham Palace, that's what I'd like. Tell us a little snippet. Go on, little snippet. Who are you with?
While I was working for Leeds Castle, we had, we'd obviously trained our guides, and people from Buckingham Palace, when they were opening for the summer openings, came to see various tourist attractions, and they obviously liked what we did, and they contacted us and said, could we put on the training for their wardens when they did the summer openings at Buckingham Palace. So every year for about 9 years, I did a week of my holiday working in Buckingham Palace for training. And then out of that, when the head of personnel at the time was ill, she was off for a while, they wanted someone to help hold their hands and do things. And so I had a 6-month contract actually working in the palace. Behind the guard on the left as you looked at the palace.
Corgi training. I do love a Busby, though, don't you, Paul? He's been trying to grow one, but it's just sideburns at the moment.
So, where do you go with that?
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's concentrate now on the instrument that you've got, don't go there, Jules.
No.
The
career route planning.
tell us a little bit about how that works, who it's aimed at, and how we can use it.
Okay. The test, this particular psychometric test, and there are others for other purposes, but this one, particularly to careers, is geared for people of 15 years and over.
Right.
So it's prime for school children who are looking for what careers are suiting to them, and therefore what examinations they should be taking.
Yep.
But I'm finding career seekers and career changers.
Yep.
People who have already gone down a couple of years into a job thinking, I want to be one of these, and then they think, oh no, I don't want to be one of these anymore.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
Yep.
This test will give you provide the answers, and the more questions you answer, the better it is. But this one's got 200 questions of multiple choice.
Right.
So you're answering these questions online. And then at the end of that, I score it, do the profile, and send back the profile, which will then have what careers this particular profile would be better suited towards.
Right.
And then I would talk to them and say, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And whichever ones we hone in on, we then go down a process of how to find out about that career, where you should go, how you get on in that career.
Fabulous.
I'd like to ask Nick, if you have any top tips for a career change for 2014, what would you say? Any ideas? No, not for me. Yeah, leaving Bunker. No, not for me, darling. You're stuck with me. But, you know, for someone...
Oh, I was getting really happy then for a moment.
Say you've got someone tuning in who's in a career, they hate it, they're depressed, they're bored, they hate their job, they wake up Monday morning with the, you know, Sunday night blues and... Where would you be guiding people to go?
I'd be guiding them to go to www.careerrootplan.com.
Right.
Very neat. Very neat. Do you see what you did there?
Yeah, that was well linked. I was dead impressed
with
that.
I'm not letting him get away with that.
I'll come back to the answer to your question, but I'll be the politician for the moment and divert around it for a while. careerrootplan.com will tell you all about this particular test and how you do it as an individual online.
Mm.
But I am actually running a workshop for those that might be interested. It's on the 5th of December, which is close.
Mm.
And the workshop, we're actually doing the career route plan in reverse, if you like. I'm doing all the explanation of if you're not sure about what psychometric testing is and how it works and why it works, the scientific background to it, and also talking through the research element of how you go on about finding a job.
Mm.
After the workshop, people will have the link to go and do the test, and I then send them the profile. It's just a bit of a different way of doing it. But it's difficult to answer your question specifically because everybody's different, and that's what the psychometric test helps with.
Mm.
You know, two people doing the test will get completely different results, and that should lead to a satisfying career for each individual, not a generic, this is the best thing to get into in 2014.
Yeah, absolutely. And sorry, did you say you're going to run a workshop on that?
I am.
Is that a public workshop? Is it open to the public?
It is open to the public. And if you go on to www.rootplan.com,
mm.
you'll see there's Eventbrite, I think it's...
Yeah, Eventbrite
is being set. We set all that up so you can see what it is.
Mm.
It's going to be based... It's going to be set in... This one's going to be... We're going to do it in Sevenoaks.
Right.
If it's hugely popular, which I hope lots of people on here will know somebody who... is unhappy in their job or not sure what they want to do and may even want to buy it for their Christmas present, for goodness sake.
Mm.
There you go.
Yeah.
What would be better than having a career which you're suited to that you're going to then develop into, and that's much more rewarding and financially better off for you in the future than trialing error,
basically,
which is what I did.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the funny things. Many years ago, I lived and worked in the US. And the US have a completely different attitude to this. In the UK, we're incredibly bad at career planning, incredibly bad. There's very little help. As you said quite rightly at school, I went to school one day, only one day, but it was the day the career teacher was there, which was a bit useful. And they gave me two options. They said I could join the army or the dockyard, and that was it, you know. But neither of those was based on anything that I'd ever done, said, or been. Mm-hmm. So... You know, that's about the sum level of where you get with anything like that.
Yeah. I should be a banker.
Right.
Is that what they told you?
Yeah, somebody shouted that at me the other day as well. I think that's what they shouted anyway.
Yes, that's what they told me. I was good at music and they said, well, you should go into banking.
Right.
And I couldn't quite equate it, but then I just followed my trumpet line and ended up here.
Right. Don't trumpet while the mic is on. That's what I say.
No, so 5th of December in Sevenoaks.
In Sevenoaks.
If you go to Nick's website, which you can find a link on the Business Bunker Radio website, Career Route Plan, and you can book your place on it. Do it.
So that's 3 W's dot.
Yeah.
Career Route Plan, all one word, dot com.
Brilliant. Do that, because it is highly worthwhile. We need to put far more effort into thinking about our careers and the kind of work we're going to do, which is why so many people... I have this long-standing argument at the moment with almost everybody I talk to. People have got a really weird idea about what's happening in the employment market in the UK. Because I run Jobs in Kent, have I mentioned that? Because I run Jobs in Kent, I happen to know what the employment market's like. And for 3 years, it has been phenomenally buoyant. There are more jobs than you can shake a stick at. Mm. But because there are 2.5 million people unemployed, people assume there aren't any jobs. Nothing could be further from the truth if you tried. There are thousands of empty jobs there. The disconnect comes where people don't know how to apply and don't know what to apply for, and quite often apply for the wrong things that just don't suit them. And they don't even get a reply. So they assume that the job doesn't exist.
But nowadays, it's so easy to apply for so many jobs.
That's the problem,
And they just throw their CV at it. And they don't read the job advert.
Absolutely.
They don't pull out the neon lights that the job and the employer is trying to get the right things.
Absolutely.
There's neon lights there if you look for them.
Absolutely.
And then in your CV, you highlight those particular things. But because it's so easy to just throw your CV, they think, oh, we'll just throw it and eventually something will stick.
Absolutely. It was really funny. It's funny you should say that. I did a program for the BBC, a radio program, a couple of months ago, and we were talking about such issues. And one of the guys from the BBC said, well, do you know, this is how bad it is. I heard of an organisation the other day that advertised a job, and they got 40 applicants. And I went, is that all? And I went, what? I said, if you'd have said 4,000, I would have been there or thereabouts, but 40 is nothing. And he went, 4,000 for one job? I went, yeah. All you got to do to send your CV is hit a button.
Yeah.
And that's what people do. People just scattergun their CV and then wonder why they don't get a reply. Because they don't tailor their CV for anything. They don't look at what they've applied for. They don't follow, as you quite rightly said, Nick, they don't follow any of the instructions that are in the job ad. They just go bang, 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 and send their CV off.
And then complain to everybody that you can't get a
job. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I had a job. A Red Spot HR, someone contacted me and said, look, I've just put an advert for a job for people to, it's a very basic administration job. Mm. I've got 600 applications. It's going to take me a month to go through them. Mm. Can you help me? I said, of course I can. Mm. That's what I do. And so I sifted through those jobs, put them into yes, no, and maybe, and looked at the maybes again and moved some up and down and gave him back, he wanted 10. I said, there's the top 10, I think, and here's my chart of how I've done what I've done. He was delighted. So there's my
Brilliant service
But 600, and most of them were simply that.
They're rubbish,
hit.
But you've taken the pressure right off that company.
That's what I'm there for. That's what I think I can do as Red Spot HR.
Cool. We could talk about this forever, but unfortunately...
I wish we could.
We're running out of time, Nick. We'll get you back on and we'll talk about it some more.
Definitely.
So if you want to find out more about Nick's career route plan, you can book yourself on his workshop on the 5th of December in Sevenoaks by going to his website. And any minute now, Nick's going to tell you both the website addresses that he's got and his Twitter handle.
3ws.careerrouteplan.com.
Correct.
And what's the other one?
3ws, redspothr, all one word, .com. And my Twitter handle is @redspothr.
Brilliant. Nick, thank you so much for joining us on Business Bunker Show.
Really good fun.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. We will have you back and we will talk about this some more because there's a lot more stuff in this. And just so that you know, we're actually planning a recruitment special. We're going to do a whole show about recruitment and look at, graduates, apprentices and everything and career planning. And I would like you to be part of that.
I'd love to come back and do that.
Yeah, so we will do that. For the moment, though, Nick, do stay with us for the rest of the show. But Nick Dufton of Red Spot HR, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
Cool.
Very interesting subject, that was. You could. We've had a tweet in for Nick from Go Vicinity Creative. They're a design agency based in Canterbury. Rob and Mike, and I think they've got an early there. I've lost track now.
Yeah.
Keeps taking on new staff. expanding. But they say, we often get CVs, Nick, addressed to Dear Sir, and then CC'd to loads of other agencies. And he's saying, you know, call us and find out our names, you know, for example.
So, yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to get a bit of a soapbox here, because it is one of the things I do. One of the things I and most employers hate with a vengeance is personal statements on a CV. Mm. For the simple reason they're all identical. I'm a great team player, but I'm capable of working on my own. Mm. And I'm da-da-da-da-da. And most people hate that.
But Paul, in their defence, kids are told to do
that. Yeah, they
that.
Are. Yeah,
that's
they are. Absolutely they are. They're told to do that by people that have no experience of getting jobs.
I'm sorry, just to cut back in again. And when they go to interview, they say all these things. Yes, I'm good at this. Yes, I'm good at that. Yes, and you've got five or six people saying that. So who do you pick?
Exactly.
A psychometric test will delve down underneath the surface to say, this guy thinks like this. This guy is good at coping in this situation. In stressful situations, the coping style is really important.
Absolutely.
And so, I think psychometrics is a way to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And that, off-pat personal statement is pointless. You might just as well not have it. It's detrimental. Mm. But with what Rob just tweeted in from Go Vicinity, mm-hmm. I totally agree with him. One of the things that drives me nuts is people that send me CVs that say, I really want to work for you. Mm. And I go, why? Well, because you're rich or I've heard of you. And you go, but you don't even know what we do. And I go, no, but I want to work for you. And you go, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
At least bother to find out who I am, what we do, and
I get I had an email the other day, gotta be careful, but it was just saying, I've heard all about your agency, your PR, blah de blah, and she hadn't press up group, she'd written with a small P, and she'd got a BA marketing, but I think this is the first thing you should think about if you're telling someone something,
Details.
Yeah.
Details, absolutely. Anyway, we need to move on.
Let's.
But it is a fascinating subject. There's a couple of things I want to bring to your attention. Last week, we had the gorgeous Josie Maguire, or Miriam McGurk, as she's really known, the author of Tales from Turkey, was on the show. And we kind of bumbled our way through a bit of a competition, and we gave out some duff information, really. So we're going to try and sort it out. We were going to announce the winners, but
I'm taking umbrage now, because I did tweet out the correct Facebook.
Well, if we don't interrupt what I'm about to say, like we did last week, which is what confused everything, we're going to have another go at this, so we're going to extend it by a week.
Yep.
If you would like to win a signed copy of the book Tales from Turkey by the author Josie Maguire, what you need to do is go along to Facebook/ Tales from Turkey and post on there a quirky reason why you'd like the book. And the top three answers will get a signed book, Tales from Turkey, signed by the author, the gorgeously lovely Josie Maguire.
So it's Facebook/
Tales from Turkey.
Tales from Turkey.
Yeah.
There is also a website, Paul Andrews. May I read that out?
No, because that will confuse people.
It's www.talesfromturkey.com, where you can purchase a book if you don't win the competition.
Fabulous. But if you want to enter the competition, you need to go to the Facebook page and put a quirky reason why.
But if you want to buy a book, you can go onto www.talesfromturkey.com and purchase your Tales from Turkey book.
Or you could go to Jules's new website, which is www.lastwordforever.com. Oh, you've got two websites.
He's narrowing his eyes at me now, listener.
Right, anyway, let's move on. I've had an email from Breathe. And they say, hi, Paul's and the woman Jules. We'll be listening in today. Would love a shout out for Breathe Insurance Brokers. We're an independent business insurance specialist based in Chatham. Fed up with the big faceless insurance companies? Let Karen at Breathe Insurance Brokers look after your insurance and get personal and human customer service. Happy to offer free insurance advice to anyone starting out in business in Kent. And you can find out more about us by going to our website, which is www.breatheinsurance.co.uk. Or you can tweet Karen at Breathe Insure, or one word, Breathe Insure, on the Twitter. So thank you for that, Karen. I tell you what, Jules, you can read an email now. Then we're going to do a couple more things, and then we're going to talk to our next guest.
I'm just tweeting Brant, the lovely Brant.
Yeah, well, stop flirting and get on with some work.
Okay. Visit Kent's websites. Visit Kent website's a winner. So the Visit Kent, I'm going to read out their website in a tick. They've scooped a top honour for its new website from the internationally acclaimed Interactive Media Awards, the IMA. And this is marking it as one of the best in the world. interactive website is accessible across all platforms from PC to iPad and mobile. I should hope so. It gained the IMA Best in Class Tourism and Travel for 2013. To visit the website and have a look, go to www.visitkent.co.uk. And this is one for Paul Andrews, if he wants to network. This is great for you, Paul. Mm. There's a divorce workshop for women.
Was it great for me?
Because you can meet them all, darling.
Do you think I hang around at divorce workshops for women?
You get them all on the rebound. It's perfect for you. Deal Mediation Services are holding a DIY divorce workshop for women on the 30th of November at the Citizens Advice Bureau. That's so you. In Dover. That's so you. So here you are, Paul. Here's the website. www.divorcenicely.com. Get them all on the rebound. That's what I say. Mark them up. Send them on.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you for that, Jules. And you're a PR consultant.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I've got that now. Right.
They're taking me on.
Really? just to let you know that this Thursday at Fruitworks at 7 p.m. is the latest Create event, and there are three speakers: Tabsin Fox Davis of Constant Contact,
fabulous;
Shirley Mansfield of Coach SME,
amazing;
and Sam Hutchins. We have three speakers at Create at Fruitworks, 77 Stour Street, Canterbury, 7 p.m. till 9:30. Free entry and free beer. If you go to the website fruitworks.co/create, you can book your space there. That's this Thursday the 28th.
And Fruit Bowl Media did me a lovely, lovely website.
They're a bit smashing, aren't they?
3ws.scoffquaff.co.uk. And you can listen to all my shows on that.
You don't want to do that. But what you want to do, listener, is look at the fabulous website design. Don't worry about the content on there.
Lovely boys. Yeah. Lovely boys. There's a new care home, Paul, that's opened in Greenwich.
Thank you.
Avant Care and Support.
Avant Care. Care homes. Yeah.
I've got a sugar
for the
rush.
Seriously wacky. Yeah,
I
okay.
have eaten eight cakes this morning. Avant Care and Support are proud to announce the opening of their new state-of-the-art dementia care home, Puddingstone Grange. This is really serious, actually. We mustn't joke. It's a week commencing 25th of November, and it's just near Plumstead Common on Plumstead Common Road. Puddingstone Grange, and it will offer dementia specialist care and support for the frail and the elderly who require dementia care or dementia care from nursing. And so this is brilliant because it also offers the families a good respite, hopefully. There are 62 ensuite rooms, all fitted to a very high standard, and 24-hour carer call system. There's also walk-in chair-assisted shower rooms, so everything you would need, and qualified catering staff with freshly cooked food. To find out more about this, please go to www.avantpartnership.co.uk. That's A-V-A-N-T-E, partnership.co.uk. And we will put that on the Bunker website after the show.
We have 85 tweets now.
All for me?
Some of them are. Some of them are Mrs. McNaughton, not very happy with the new trend that you started about polished heads.
No. She probably polishes it for him. He's encouraging us to fight. He's enjoying the banter.
Corpse, stop it.
Brandt is urging me to fight you. He's saying fight, fight.
Yeah, absolutely. But talking of fights, Lisa Settle tweeted as well. She's having a fight over the Gucci handbag at London Road Boutique too. The lovely Adriana, AK Pet Services, is also listening in.
He has nice handbags.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
Man bags.
He does. He transports pets for a living.
He puts parrots in them.
Mm.
The Brownies have got a business networking at the Abbots Barton Hotel in Canterbury. It's Thursday of this week, I believe, the 28th. Is that this week? I don't even know what
the date
is.
Yes, Thursday.
£9.50 a person. It's 7 to 9. They have the fabulous Will Britton as their chef. And they also have the tall Janice Watton. So if you want to go to this, yeah. The speaker this week will be David Broadbent of Sprint Internet Services. He's going to give you tips on how to get the best out of your website and how to increase online sales. That's really interesting. You need to email events@castlewoodhotels.com. That's this Thursday at the Abbots Barton.
Fabulous. We've had a tweet from Tunbridge Breakfast Friends, Tunbridge BF. Former England and Spurs footballer Gary Stevens is the guest speaker on Wednesday, 27th of 11th. at the Tunbridge Breakfast Friends breakfast meeting at the Hand and Sceptre, and it's sponsored by Brochers Law Firm. So that's the Hand and Sceptre, which I guess is in Tunbridge, and it's tomorrow at breakfast, and Gary Stevens is speaking.
Fabulous.
Cool. He's good. He's a good speaker too. I know Gary quite well. I've seen him speak a few times. Yeah.
Talking of the book launch, Josie Maguire, Tales from Turkey, fabulous book signing event there. Really, really well supported. And they raised over £450 for Tomorrow's People charity. So I shall be writing about that this week. Yep. It was a very good turnout.
Yep. Apparently Nick's going to the Breakfast Friends. Yeah, I've just had a tweet about that. And also, I don't know if you know, Nick, that I'm afraid she started another trend, because she just tweeted a photo of you, and now you're trending as the trumpet player. Sorry.
I'm very happy with that. It's not in Tunbridge, it's in Southborough.
Oh, is it? Okay. Oh, sorry.
Always get those names mixed up.
No, Southborough's the posh part of Tunbridge.
Is it?
Let's get this straight.
Anywhere posher than Tunbridge?
Oh, yeah, Southborough.
One wonders.
Yeah, Southborough. The fat carrot's been on.
Not at all, Tubby.
She's not fat and she's not a carrot.
No.
Are you, Jane? But she is known as the fat carrot, and thank you for listening. Gabby Argent has said, suggestion for students at school looking at options for GCSE and graduates thinking about a first job, find out about career route planning. Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. There's quite a few tweets about that. We'll come on to them in a moment.
Rob Parker at Go Vicinity is saying, today we've had a corporate identity signed off for the Nissan Europe's HR team, and we'll show you, Nick, when it's done.
Okay. Brilliant. Sounds good. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to have a bit more tunage, and then we're going to talk to our second guest.
And who are we playing?
A bit of Blur.
Oh, lovely.
City dweller, successful fella, thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught in a centuries, anxiety. Yes, it rains on him. In the country, watching afternoon repeats and the food he eats in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up animal spells in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jolly. Touch with his own mortality. I'm looking for posts. It's a helping hand that makes you feel well as you're blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy for the pain that haunts. Start trying simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a bug in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Says she comes in her home on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country. I'm gonna
Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. Well, Twitter's gone wild after Nick's interview, and there's loads of questions floating about from people like Sonia Huron and Tunbridge Wells Retail, talking about all kinds of career-related things. Unfortunately, we can't cover them all now because we've run out of time, so I think we're going to have another program when we're going to go into those. But I'm sure Nick will reply to you via Twitter longer term. But so keep your questions coming, by all means, but we just haven't got any time to do that.
And attend the workshop as well.
Yeah, and go to the workshop. That's the best thing to do.
5th of December.
Apparently, it is in Sevenoaks. Yep. So do that. But there's loads and loads of tweets about that.
Sevenoaks Kent is saying, Alex Probyn is the guest speaker at the Cote Brasserie in Sevenoaks on the 29th of this month. And he's a tea master, Paul. And they're saying, keep bagging. You get that, don't you? That's a referral to the way you serve my tea.
Right. Yeah, something like that. Lisa Jane Davis has tweeted, I bet we'll see the trumpet player at Rosemary Schrager on the 12th of the 12th for clip networking.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you?
Yes, it does. I'm a great supporter of the Rosemary Schrager Click networking evening because you go network with people, but you actually do some cooking. It's fantastic. This next one coming is the cocktails, though.
Okay.
So it's not so much cooking, but drinking.
Okay. Do you need a professional consumer of that?
You can come along.
Certainly. No, not me.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I do like a cocktail.
Yeah, I've heard.
I'll bring my driver.
Cool. Anyway, enough of all of that. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the Business Bunker Anna Daniels of the Daniels Fitness Group. Anna, welcome to the Business Bunker. It must be a couple of years since you were last on.
Hello. Yes, it is. We were just talking before the show, and I think it was 2 or 3 years ago now, which is frightening.
Mm.
We've got so out of condition since then.
We have indeed, yeah. Well, you have,
but
yeah.
Do you know the thing I like? You're still talking cakes.
That is true.
Last time you were talking cakes
really?
And you had features of pictures of cakes with Paul.
How embarrassing.
Absolutely. I remember that. I saw that the other day, actually. I was trawling through some old photos and I do remember that, Anna. Yeah. And that's sad, really, isn't it? That our entire topic of conversation for 4 years has in fact been cakes. But anyway, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you back. And the Daniels Fitness Group have been awesome. You've been growing and doing all kinds of fabulous stuff since you were last on. Why don't you tell our listener, first of all, a little bit about Daniels Fitness Group and what you do, and then we're going to kind of move on to a lot of the other things that you're involved in and doing.
Okay, thank you. Well, I've been in the industry now 25 years, which is really scary.
She's not old enough, is she, Nick?
No,
she's not old enough. That's a fib. Yeah.
I feel so old. And when I think that actually I was on the stage before, that means this is actually my second career. So, yeah, career advice, Nick, and what you were saying earlier, I never ended up doing what I was destined to do, but I'm really enjoying my work now. So 25 years has taken me on a huge work and in a huge circular motion, really. I started out on the stage, then I became injured, then I became a fitness instructor.
Were you a dancer?
And a singer. And, did a little bit of everything, musicals.
Wow.
I was actually in Starlight Express in London.
Gosh. Was that on roller skates?
And that's how I injured my back.
That was hard, wasn't it?
It was really hard.
Really hard.
And, you know, in a way, that's why I went into the fitness industry, first of all, because of the injuries that I sustained. trained and being told I'd never walk again, let alone be able to dance again. So that took me on my own sort of rehab and spending a lot of time in Harley Street and getting advice there. But also having done that, I realised how little we actually knew as dancers. And I think, you know, the times have changed now, as they have for athletes as well in sport. But then, you know, you just went out there and did it with no real understanding or backup of how to do it safely. So it has brought me in a huge circle. And, you know, going into the world of fitness meant that instead of thinking about myself, I was now able to think about others and help others. And this has been a journey that I have just loved. And it's taken me from being a fitness instructor to being a personal trainer, to running a personal trainer agency, becoming a teacher trainer, a presenter, and then going on to become the director of Daniel's Fitness Group. And now we're working with companies and we're working with people in all different walks of life who are working extremely hard, who have very busy personal lives, who don't have necessarily the time to keep themselves fit and healthy and active. And, you know, everyone in the studio here is nodding like mad.
Between eating and the cake
and doing our coats up,
And so, you know, what we've learned is through working with our larger businesses, and we've got some fantastic clients that we've been working with, including Formula One.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've seen that. I'm going to talk to you about that in a moment.
Oh, I thought you'd be excited about that, Paul. So working with Formula One, Mercedes, Petronas, right the way through to government contracts. And working within these larger organisations has been very interesting because you're working with, you know, sometimes thousands of people working within a building, and these individuals are very lucky in that they have their own in-house gyms which we manage, and these beautiful plush gyms allow individuals to come along and to work out and to gain first-hand experience on how to be fit and healthy, which is fantastic for everyone that steps in the door. But the problem is, as we know, all sitting here and knowing that we should be exercising more, etc., we don't always do that. And so, you know, very often we could have the best personal trainers sitting in the best gym, but we're only going to see 10, 15, 20, 25% of a company coming in through the door to us. So although we were doing our job, we thought this is great, but at the moment we're reactive. So how can we actually get out there to the individuals that are really needing our help? And these are individuals that maybe are not coming into the gym because they're embarrassed that they've never exercised, they've never done anything since they've left school. Maybe there are medical reasons why they're not wanting to be active. They just don't like gyms, and there's lots of people that don't. And guess what? Exactly. It's not the only way to be fit and healthy. So, you know, why sit there in a gym waiting to do our job? So, we got out there, and it was great working within the government environment, because it allowed me to, particularly when the white paper was being written by Dame Carol Black, which was, you know, quite a long time ago now, but we were able to get out there and actually embrace this within our government departments and, you know, look at the working place, the population, and what the real situation was. And then we were able to go out and work with the HR departments, with the occupational health department, and really get down to the sort of nitty gritty. What is the problem that we have within our lives and within our lifestyles, and what is stopping us from being what we want to be? And then we were able to take all of that from big businesses and say, great, now let's do it for the real people out there, like so many businesses throughout this area, the small and medium businesses. And let's come up with things that are really specific so that we can actually help businesses to gain in their productivity, help reduce absenteeism, but even more importantly, get out to the individuals, help them have a lot of fun, get a lot of energy, and enjoy life. Because it's not just about work, you know, we want to have fun.
You're absolutely right. It's and I can see Nick agreeing with you as well. You know, in an HR function, we can moan, in big organisations especially, you moan about absenteeism and all that. But you don't act, you know, for many years, nobody's ever actually paid much attention to the staff. You know, we overwork people. They don't work in particularly conducive environments to, you know, that are ergonomically set up or anything like that. But it is changing now, isn't it? And organisations like yours are at the forefront of changing that.
Yeah, you're right. And I think you've just hit on something there, because you're talking about the ergonomics and things. And one of the things we see through HR and occupational health is that very often there are two main reasons for absenteeism. And everyone's sitting up right now. But there are two main reasons. And one of them is actually musculoskeletal problems, and the other are mental issues. Now, we have worked extensively with the Jules.
What's she
pointing
doing?
Pointing at Paul.
Yeah. Mental issues, darling.
We're looking at the musculoskeletal issues.
Really?
At the moment.
Well, stop looking at mine. Thank you.
And we're looking at the reason why they become such long-term problems. Mm. And, you know, let's face it, for a small business, this is a huge problem.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a member of staff, let's say, who has been involved in a car accident and maybe has whiplash, they're going to end up spending seeing a GP who will sign them off for 12 weeks. Maybe they're going to take 8 to 10 weeks to actually be able to see a physiotherapist. By the time they've seen the physiotherapist and the end of the 12 weeks, the problem's not sorted. The GP will then sign them off for longer. And we know, and the statistics show, that the longer somebody is off work, the more this impacts them from a psychological point of view.
Absolutely.
And then the problem is even longer term. Now, the cost to the business, and we've been looking at some of the CIPD statistics, is at least, and I think...
CIPD means?
Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development.
Thank you, Paul Andrews.
That's all right.
Thank you, Paul. He's got a brain like an elephant, I always say, every week. Yeah.
Skin as thick as well?
Feet. Have you seen his feet?
No, I don't.
Don't get me started on his trunk. Carry on.
There's a very average cost here, which is £100 a day, considered to be for an individual off work. I mean, they do say, well, times that by three or four. Can you imagine if that's a manager or if that's a director? But if they're off work for 4 weeks, that cost is £2,000. And if they're not returning to work quickly, that cost is ongoing. So we've worked out a way that by getting them in to see a very good occupational health specialist, a doctor, assessments can be carried out privately, cost to the company between £250, £500. Get them in to see a private physiotherapist. We're working with two national physiotherapy companies throughout the UK. Normally four sessions, get them back to work quickly, and they're actually going to save themselves about £1,600.
All right.
So, you know, this is one of the very real ways that we're now being able to go into a company and say, right, look, if this is your problem, this is the money we can save you.
Absolutely.
So rather than having to create extra budget for health and wellbeing, we're actually preventing problems from happening.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. And funnily enough, earlier this year, I actually had a car-related accident myself, so I know
that was awful when you did
it was.
That.
So I know exactly what you mean, and it caused me a lot of grief, not only because it hurt, but you know, because of the aftermath of that and the fact that I wasn't very well for a while, and you know, being intrinsically self-employed, that had a massive effect on what I was able to do. So I totally get that, and it's the same for the slaves that work for me as well. okay, so
I want to ask Anna something. Yeah. Anna, when you have someone that's not exercised, how long do you think it takes for them to get the fitness bug?
Ooh,
to change a habit?
Yeah, okay, that's a really interesting one, because statistics will show, I mean, what we're looking at for somebody to get the fitness bug, as you're saying, is that first of all, somebody needs to be in a position where they're deciding, right, I'm fed up with the way that I am. I really want to do something about it now, and I want to get fit. So the first thing is that we need to identify what their goals are. And, you know, everyone will go back to, oh, I used to run marathons. I'd love to run a marathon. Well, if you're saying, how long is it going to take to get back to run a marathon? How much do you want to do it? What's your position at the moment? Are we talking about injuries? And then we can gradually build them back up. But from a psychological as well as a physiological point of view, we normally say it takes 6 to 8 weeks of an individual who is working out three times a week. If you're going to take longer, then it could take 10 weeks. But that's normally the amount of time that it takes to really get somebody fired up,
yeah.
seeing the difference psychologically first and then physiologically and then running with it.
Thank you. It's very good answer, I would say.
Absolutely. Well, one of the other interesting things is, and this kind of happened to me a little bit as well, is, and you did touch on it briefly, Anna, is a lot of people try and avoid the gym, even though they think, right, I need to get fit and all the rest of it. But our body shape and everything is just, you know, that is part of the motivation why we want to do it. But then we go, I don't want to wear lycra and go in the gym while I look like this. I don't want to go to the gym until I've lost weight and look fit.
You're so right. And this is what we see all the time. Mm. And people will say to us, I can't go to the gym. Why? Because I'm not fit.
Yeah.
Hello.
Exactly.
We all started somewhere. But, you know, individuals, and me included, you know, you can feel really uncomfortable walking into a place that you don't know with equipment and machines that are unfamiliar. It can be a worry.
Absolutely. Yeah, I find that all the time. I walk in and everybody goes, oh, look at him, he's got a six-pack. Oh, no, they don't.
And that's just the sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, the good thing is you don't have to go to a gym. And I think, you know, that's what I was touching on earlier, because it's about identifying what it is that you want in life and, you know, setting yourself up so that you can actually move towards that goal. And actually, we're just bringing in, and this sort of leads in nicely to the reason why you've got these little, these cups in front of you with a chocolate protein drink sitting in them. But we will get you to taste those in a minute.
Sorry, I just
Go on, go for it then.
Yeah. It's banana.
Taste it and see what you like. It is. It's banana and chocolate.
A nutritional shake mix, Paul Andrews. Cheers.
Oh.
What do you think?
Yes, nice.
So these drinks are behind a challenge that we are actually promoting at the moment. This is a really exciting business that has come over from North America, where it's as big as Weight Watchers.
Right.
And at the moment, it's brand new in the UK. So I'm fortunate enough that I've been part of the UK sort of leadership team to bring it over here and to launch it. And we're launching it through all of our gyms and launching it with a whole lot of individuals and teams across Kent at different businesses.
Sorry to interrupt, Anna, but I'm sorry. Jules has just drunk four pints of it. Sorry, but you know, sorry, Anna.
I would say, actually, Anna, I've had a few of these shakes in my time, and this is, I like this because it's not too powdery. Some of them are powdery, and some of them are really sweet, aren't they? Mm. So this is a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about the what's actually in it, because no doubt you're wondering what on earth you're drinking at the moment. Also, the really important thing is that this comes back to what you're saying, Paul, about it's about a psychological and a physiological buy-in. Mm. And so basically, it's all based around a 90-day challenge.
Right.
So it's setting yourself a goal for where you want to be in 90 days.
Right.
Now, that could be something such as I'd like to lose 10 pounds. It might be I'd like to gain 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. It may be I want to run around with the kids in the park, and at the moment I can't even walk without getting puffed out. It might be I'd like to do my first charity event and be able to run a 5K in March. Whatever it is, it's about identifying what your goal is, and then it's about working towards that goal. And then there are these products behind it. So this is a protein drink, which is made up of protein, carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, in all of the right quantities to be able to feed your body an excellent meal on the go.
Right.
So it's like a healthy fast food.
So is that a replacement for a meal?
It is a replacement if you're wanting to lose weight.
Right.
However, and I've just come back from America where we've been doing some training out there with some guys who are absolutely ripped.
All right, calm down.
Gorgeous. And in fact, I will give you a website for anyone that wants to see them as well, because the UK did
very
well.
I can possibly publish that.
There's females as well.
Possibly publish that.
But these guys have got absolutely ripped. Now, they've done it by eating normal meals and then having this as an additional supplement. And because it's high in protein, but the right amounts of protein, they've had it after they've worked out as well as pre to actually help them increase their muscle mass and to build.
My son works out quite a lot, and he caused a bit of a stir. He went into KNC Canterbury yesterday in the hospital in his gym gear, and he's ripped, and he had these little shorts on, and, that, and all the nurses, all the nurses were a fluster.
You know. And did he get to see them straight away?
Yes. They thought it was David Beckham coming in. You know, it's just quite interesting. But I'm not a fan of that huge... Those
no.
Popeye arms,
no.
Which he quite likes. And sometimes I say to him, you're just too much. It's just too much. And I don't actually like the shaved chest look. I like a bit of hair.
You like a man to look like a
man,
Jules.
Maybe a different generation. I don't want my man plucked, waxed and, you know. Don't mind a polished head, Brand.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense. I don't know if you know the answer to this question, even, Anna, but it's just something that I'm obsessed with at the moment. Do you know how many calories are in something like that?
I absolutely do. They're 250 calories.
Oh, really? So really low.
Yeah, and that is made with 250 mils of milk.
Right.
Now, you can, if you want to not have any cow's milk, if you want it to be lactose-free, which the product is, but obviously we've put the milk in there.
So you could have almond milk.
You could do almond milk, which is actually my favourite.
I make my own almond milk.
Right, I want to talk to you because I want to know how many almonds you need to make up a pint of almond
You'll
milk.
You'll have to come round.
I will.
Play with my Vitamix.
I will do that. That sounds good.
Cool.
So there's...
Sorry,
I'm
in meltdown now.
Cool sweating.
Yeah, absolutely. I've lost tons of weight just thinking about it.
There you go. It's working already.
Absolutely.
250 calories and you've got 16 grams of protein for those listeners who are interested. And that's made up in three different ways. All the ingredients, all the information I can give to you, but the carbohydrates are there with huge amounts of vitamins and minerals and all of the nutrients from vegetables, etc.
So if we're going to use Vi as part of our health and diet regime, what's the suggestion? Do you have one of those as a replacement meal, or do you have live on it, or
All right, so first of all, we're going to omit diet because this is about having a lot of fun and going on your challenge. Number two, we've got to identify what it is that you're wanting to do. So if somebody is wanting to lose up to 5 pounds in weight, then they would look at the balance kit, and that means that they're replacing one meal a day. I did that. I wanted to lose 5 pounds. No, I've lost it now, Paul.
Let me
get to that.
I was looking at it.
I wanted to lose 5 pounds, and so I did one a day, and I just had it as a breakfast supplement. I lost that weight in a week and a half.
Right, okay.
And then, obviously, because I was in research mode and wanting to see how this worked, now and again went up to two a day. I wasn't exercising. I, on purpose, didn't exercise a lot then. I shouldn't say that as an exercise specialist, but I didn't for research purposes. Of course. I've lost 12 pounds in weight.
Really? Over what period of time?
Over 10 weeks. So, you know, I'm really feeling so much better.
And I have to tell you, listen, I've seen more meat on a butcher's pencil. So where she lost it from, God only knows, but there you go.
Do you often look behind butcher's ears?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you can see the before and after photos if you like, but we'll show where it's lost from.
Cool. I'll look forward to that. So you went on to two of these a day, and then
a day just to see, and drop back down to one again. Now my husband's very worried because I'm going to build muscle. So he said, and Jules, you're absolutely right, and he hates it. I mean, muscle can be really unattractive. Personally, I think if there's too much,
I think tone is good. Yeah, tone is good. Darling, I'm with
sculpting.
You on
the tone. He's all right, isn't he?
He is,
So I'm going to tone and sculpt.
Doesn't he design your website?
Did you see what she did just then? Look at that. That's scary as well, isn't it?
Mine is swimming.
Swimming. Jules and I are going to have a contest.
We're going to do some mud wrestling later. He says, hopefully.
You love hippos, don't you?
Yeah. Cool. So how do we find out... So I need to move it on because we're kind of fast running out of
Nick
time.
Nick wants to know how much it's going to cost him.
So it's going to cost £1.27 a meal, Nick. So very, very cheap. I mean, when you think that you can't even go down to Starbucks
cheaper than
or something
a coffee,
and
absolutely.
You know, grab a coffee and a bagel for that price.
I have to say, it tastes really good as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not normally into such things as replacement meals. But.
Yeah. No, it is. And so, you know, if anyone wants to find out more about it, mm-hmm. they can go to annadaniels1.bodybyvi.com.
Cool.
All the information's on there. And if anyone is interested, and I'm actually looking to recruit because this is growing really quickly. So if anyone is interested, self-motivated, wants to help others lose weight and gain their goal and dreams in life, I've got an event this Saturday at 11 o'clock in between Ticehurst and Flimwell. If they contact me via that webpage and just request more information, then I'll private message them and let them know all the details.
Fabulous.
Haven't you always wanted to be between Ticehurst and Flimwell?
I almost don't live that far away, but I wonder what you were going to tell me I wanted to be between, because that two villages in East Sussex wasn't on my mind, I have to be honest.
Let's not go there.
Yeah. I've completely lost the train of what I was saying now. I will put those links onto the Business Monkey website.
Great.
People can also follow you, I guess, on Twitter on Daniel's Fitness.
And we're Daniel's_fitness on Twitter.
We will put all the links, and there's quite a few website links that you've got, but we'll put them all on the Business Monkey website so that people can follow up with that. Or if I'm, you know, if you're absolutely desperate to find out right now, you can always follow Anna and the gang on the Twitter.
Great.
Brilliant. Anna, thank you so much for that. We could have talked about it for a lot longer, but I'm afraid we're fast running out of time and we need to wrap up. But for the moment, thank you so much for coming back on the Business Bunker,
telling us
all about that. It's a wonderful product. It tastes fabulous. I'm going to finish that in a moment, although there's not much of it left now. For the moment, Anna Daniels, thank you. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Cool. Jules, you can do... Well, I've got a couple of urgent tweets I need to... Liz McNaughton's still giving you grief on here.
She's not worried about me and Brant. She just wants a handbag.
Okay. I've had a tweet from another new listener called Treval Engineering, TREVAL, and they randomly say, any window makers listening to the Business Bunker, we supply cost-effective sash window weights.
Ooh,
so there you go.
Well, that's essential.
Yeah,
if you live in a Victorian villa, you need it. Tuesday the 26th of November. Is that today? Okay, this is tonight, 7 o'clock to 9. It's at the Weald of Kent, Maidstone Road, Headcorn. It's an exclusive don't miss opportunity. Exhibitor list now available for viewing. This is an open evening and it is hotel@weald-of-kent.co.uk for the attention of Liz. It's a wedding open evening exclusive invitation to have a look with a welcoming glass of bubbles.
Cool.
So may I say, next time, send us this a couple of weeks in advance and we'll plug it before it's tonight. But for those who want to go, do go.
I've just been followed by the absolutely gorgeous Delina Hendry.
Have you?
Mm. Now, that's made my afternoon as well. Delina is from Lioness Consultants, the recruitment company.
And you're a Leo.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's all coming together, isn't it? Yeah. So, and also Sally Laker, getting ready for Christmas shopping evening this Friday, 6:30 to 9:30 at Quite Contrary in Tankerton. There's mulled wine, nibbles and craft stalls.
Lovely. Northfleet School has a pilot for dementia project. It's the Anne Child, Head of Pharmaceutical Care and Clinical Standards for Avant Partnership. And she's working closely with Northfleet School in Dartford, and she's delivering a new teaching module to cover the National Dementia Strategy and Service Provision. So find out about that. I'd contact, if I were you, the Northfleet School and ask about that.
We've had a tweet from Stephen Jenner of the Gillingham Dramatic Society who says, this show has been incredibly informative. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, I now have to completely rewrite my CV. And Brant McNaughton says, fight.
That was an hour ago. We've had our fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Lisa Jane at Miss J. Davies says to Just Bubs, to Lisa Settle, ladies, just get a little raffle ticket at the London Roundabout and you will then be in it to win it. Is that the Gucci handbag? I've lost track. I think it must be. I'd love a Gucci handbag.
Would you?
Yeah.
So do you know, I've got 71 more tweets. I don't think we're going to get through them in the next 5 minutes. Yeah.
There's a UK Speed Networking lunch. It's the 4th of December, 12 to 4 o'clock, and that's at Kent Science Park.
Right, cool. The next Kent business tweet up this Thursday?
This Thursday, it's at Lenny's Roper Road, Canterbury.
She's a mime reader. Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Free parking.
It's in the Terrazzo restaurant on the first floor.
10 to 12.
Wow.
All welcome. Free networking set up by the lovely Ken Lloyd and myself.
And, that will be why you know what it says.
Yes, and there is free parking. And while you're there, you can see the biggest bed selection in Kent.
Is Dennis still there?
Dennis, head of beds.
Is he still head of beds?
Yeah,
is
you'll find him lounging on a vice spring.
Would you?
I believe.
Well, you can't say fairer than that, really, can you? Dennis. Lounge. Continue to lounge, mate. You're one of the top loungers in Kent.
It's a very, very informal, lovely networking. And then they can go along to Fruit Bat, can't they?
Fruitworks.
Free beer. What could be better?
Yeah, absolutely. Free beer, free tickets. It's a cracking night, normally, at Create.
If only really I could stay up, I'd come.
Yeah, so you only go to breakfast ones, don't you? I don't do breakfast meetings, which is why
mine
are in the
lunch.
Evening.
My favourite meal in the whole world is lunch.
Yeah.
I don't
which
do
starts
breakfast.
Right just after 9 and finishes just before she goes out to dinner.
You're so bitchy today, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Curmudgeonly.
Yeah. Talking about tweet ups, there's a Canterbury tweet up as well on December 4th.
The Miller's Arms?
At the Miller's Arms in Canterbury. 10 a.m. There's a paid parking opposite the Miller's Arms pub in Canterbury. And you can find out all about it by going to the website, which is kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
And that's the lovely Arga Gordon.
It is indeed Arga. Yep.
Very glamorous Polish lady, if you want to learn some Polish while you're there.
Yeah, yeah. She is an English-Polish translator, but she's also a doctor of chemistry, I believe.
She is. She's very clever. And talking of clever, I had Maggie, Office Hounds, who we haven't heard on the show
for ages. I haven't spoken to Maggie for ages.
She came round and whipped Dr. John Sykes into shape. Dr. John helps me book for Scoff and Quaff, and she's given him lots of systems to sort out. And he's wheeling and dealing now, booking our guests.
Mm.
Yeah, she's streamlined him.
Cool. I've had another tweet in from Travel Engineering, who I accused of being random.
Yeah.
And they say, we are rather random.
Oh.
However, it was a fabulous talk by Anna Daniels of Daniels Fitness.
It was. Oh, and I'm sure they'll be looking in for a Vi shake mix.
Absolutely.
Well, you're very welcome along on Saturday.
While they're whizzing up their little sash windows up and down, trying them out, making sure their bearings are fine, their weights. Lisa Settle has just said, I'll be in Sevenoaks tomorrow. Might pop into London Road Boutique.
Yeah, I would. Lisa, do it. Go for it. I've got loads of emails left. Have you got many left?
I've got through mine. You see, as Nick would put me down, you know, gets through her work nicely. He'd put that down on my CV
would
for
he?
Me.
Yeah. Organised.
Focused, darling.
Organised, focused, driven.
Yeah. They're all red.
Okay.
Done, dust. And all my tweets, done.
Really?
My battery's about to run out. Anybody know about this new OS 7?
My OS 7.
My battery only lasts for 4 hours now.
It's horrible, yeah.
And my phone's not much better.
Yeah. The thing is with that is that I'm going to ignore that completely. The thing is that the iOS is written for the new phone, and that's where it works best, is if you go and buy a brand new phone.
So you need to buy me a new phone, Paul Andrews, for
something
the business
like
bunker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to buy you a nice little, it's top of the range, trust me on this, a Nokia 6310.
Is it?
Absolutely perfect.
Is it that big?
No, it's quite small, because it hasn't got a screen. Kent Company wins a regional award. Canterbury-based Nova IT Solutions have won the British Chambers of Commerce Online Business of the Year.
Oh, well done.
Woo.
Yeah.
They won that for the South East region, and it was sponsored by Dell. The award recognises businesses that have used the internet to increase sales and profits to grow their business. Heather and Roland Novak were presented with their certificate at the Kent Invicta Chambers AGM on the 25th of October, and they now will go on to the national finals day after tomorrow, 28th of November, where they will be competing against 7 other regional winners for the coveted title of National Online Business of the Year 2013. Nova IT Solutions are a multi-award winning company that provide outstanding IT support services 7 days a week. With a small but growing team, Nova IT Solutions have been recognised for their business excellence in both the Kent Invicta Chamber Awards, the Kiba Awards and our previous BCC regional winners. Over 100 Kent businesses who attended the Chamber's AGM wish them well for the national finals. Heather concluded by thanking the Chamber for all the support that has given them since they joined, which has enabled them to take their business to the next level. And you can find out more about them by going to their website, which is www.nova-itsolutions.com. So many, many congratulations. And we'll be thinking of you on Thursday when you go up for the next level.
Paul Andrews.
Yeah, put your hand
down. Who is our sponsor this week?
Oh, thank you for that. We are sponsored this week. Yes, well remembered. I forgot to do that at the top of the show. And many, many thanks to the Ruby Marketers.
Oh, wow. Who
you can find on the website. There's a link to their website on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website, and also their logos on the Kent Business Radio website and the Channel Radio website. Thank you for reminding me.
That's reminded me now. Now I just want to eat pomegranates.
Yeah, that's Sean Murphy and the crew from the Ruby Marketers. Thank you very much. And Sean will be on the show in a couple of weeks' time as well, so we can talk to her. So thank you very much for supporting us on the Business Bunker Show. It's always much appreciated.
If anybody would like to support Scoff and Quaff, which is a superior show between 11 and 12, please
You've got
contact
to be mad.
Us.
You've got to be completely mad.
www.scoffquaff.co.uk.
Just bring loads of food.
Yes. And drink.
Yeah. I've got a few things for the Kent Invicta Chamber. Networking breakfast, which includes a full English breakfast from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. The next one is on Thursday, the 5th of December, at the Holiday Inn Ashford North in Ashford. There's two Holiday Inns in Ashford. That's why you have to find Holiday Inn Ashford North. The other one's Ashford Central. Our Thursday, the 12th of December, at Solomon's in Tunbridge Wells. So they're next to Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce breakfast meetings.
Breakfast friends are saying Seven Oaks Christmas lunch is 12 of the 12th at the Cote Brasserie. And also the Lenleys Roper Road Christmas Fair, 14th, 15th of December. An artisan fair outside in the free car park. You can buy jewellery, goodies, food, etc.
Fabulous. I've had a tweet from Delina saying, thanks for the shout out, Paul. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for listening, Delina. Unfortunately, we've reached the end of the show for this week. It just leaves me to say a massive thank you to Mr. Nick Dufton of Redsport HR and Career Route Planning, to the lovely Anna Daniels and the Daniels Fitness Group. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. Coming up on Channel Radio next at 3 o'clock, we have Extra Milk with Kevin Cann, followed by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, at 5 o'clock. Absolutely. Any stripy socks. Yeah. And then at 9 o'clock, Mr. Jamie Andrews with the fabulous New Potato Show. So do listen to Channel Radio.